with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The Our Father is such a rich prayer. So rich, in fact, that one could very literally write an entire book about it, and in fact, many have. Just looking at the first two words, Our Father, how much insight, how much depth and richness, how much goodness there is in these two simple words. Now, the English language is a little special. I would even call it brutish at times. Because in the original Greek, in the Latin, in the Spanish, and in most other languages, these two words are flipped. It's not Our Father, but Father of ours, because of how important the Father is and because he's first. This word Father is part of divine revelation. Christ has revealed this relationship to us, one of Father and child. Not just his relationship with the Father, but ours. At our baptism, Christ's Father, the Father, becomes our own. With this prayer, we are truly told and encouraged to call God Father again and again, to repeatedly go to him, to seek him out, to share with him our troubles and our joys, just as we would with our own heaven, with our own earthly fathers. The other word I want to touch on is our. There's a few different senses here. The first is possessive. This Father belongs to me, and I belong to him. But this word is also plural. This tells us that it's not just my Father, but that he is mine and yours, ours. He belongs to us just as we belong to him. We as a community, as a church, we as his children. And not just to him, but we belong to each other as well. This tells us how important community is. That it's not just me and God. It's me, God, and the church. Each one of us together going towards the Father. I could probably spend another hour talking about these things, but I'll save you the nitty details. But each of us have work and things to do. So anyways, my brothers and sisters, remember that it's important that we walk this road together towards the Father, our Father, as a community of believers, as a church, as a parish, because he is ours and we are his.